Mossy, gallant 3-2 loss.
Yes. Look, you could say that. Look, in truth, it should have been over by halftime. The Germans were heads. I heard you, TK, earlier say that they kept their nose in front. Well, the nose is connected to the head and the shoulders, and that was first half. But second half, to our credit. And look, this is a minimum requirement.
Well, it was 2-1 at halftime.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but they were very dominant. Matty Ryan was probably our best player in the first half, which says a lot.
Bit like the Kiwi keeper in the 2-0 loss to Russia.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. But and there were still the same teething problems with this back three system. Mm. The first goal from Lars Stindl after 5 minutes hurt us on the fringes of that back three. Then there was ball watching in the box. No one took responsibility to pick up the late run of Stindl, and he had his time to pick his spot. But, you know, credit to the Socceroos. They didn't drop their heads, and I thought there was a key tactical and personnel change at halftime by Ange Postecoglou, bringing Maslawongo off, who I'll talk about in a minute, dropped Aaron Moy to a deeper midfield role and brought Robbie Cruz on. Now, Robbie Cruz is one of those players that threatens to get in behind. He's got the pace to threaten any team in the world with his pace. And I thought that sort of gave us, that stretched the Germans a little bit, gave us a bit more space in midfield. And the, you know, the goal to Tommy Rogic shows that we can play football. It was some good interchange in midfield. Great strike from Tommy, although he got a lucky deflection off the first strike that was going miles wide. And then the second goal. So we've scored a couple of goals against an under-strength German side, but a very, very good German side. And they are the world champions by title. If not personnel.
A couple of people have taken me to task because I've sort of said it's a credible. I think if you go 3-2 against Germany, I don't care what side it is.
Well, this guy here, the Moke, he texts in, "I've never seen or heard a country celebrate or are happy with a loss like the Aussies do with the Socceroos."
Mate, we're 45 in the world.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're one in the world. Well, they're close enough to one.
I get it.
They're it's the a world big country. Task. And if you look...
Terry, I hear you.
Yeah, and you've also got to look,
the Moke
player
does.
For player, what level both teams are playing at for their clubs.
How understrength were Germany?
Oh, look, you know, we said yesterday they only had three players from the World Cup winning squad of 2014. So that gives an idea. But as I said yesterday, Germany could field three or four teams to be competitive at a level like this. We can't.
How's their rugby league, rugby union, and AFL team going, Germany?
Oh, it's one of the great rugby league teams.
Look,
the Germans.
A few things I picked out of the game. First of all, we conceded in the 5th minute, the 45th minute, and the 48th minute. They're the key periods of a game. The first 5 minutes and the last five of the first half, first five of the second half, and of course the last five of any game. So they're key periods that you cannot concede in. We did three times. And Maslawongo. I'm not sure what's happened to him. He
was a superstar.
Well, he was a star of the Asian Cup. He was a star of the Asian Cup winning team, and he's gone off the boil big time. I'm not sure if it's the system that's not suiting him or something's happened at club level, but he's not the same player.
Been playing enough footy?
Yeah, he has.
Okay,
yeah,
he's one of the guys who has been playing enough.
Yeah, he's a regular player, but again, he's in the Championship, not the Premier League. So is it time for him to try and look for a move and maybe reignite his career, I guess? But
then if you get to the Premier League, you might not play.
That's right, exactly.
Right? You might just warm the pine.
Exactly. But the best for us, I thought, was Matty Ryan. Trent Sainsbury, particularly in the second half when he started carrying the ball in the midfield. Tommy Rogic looked our most likely. Three ex-Mariners, kids who started their career up the coast and are now starring on the world stage.
Who have we got next?
Cameroon on Thursday morning, 1 a.m. So very short turnaround. And, you know, Chile, top of the group on 3 points on goal difference from Germany on 3 points. Mm. Us and Cameroon both anchored on zero. So, sorry, I've just been corrected by Benny, our producer. It's Friday morning, 1 a.m. our time.
How are you going to go? How are you going to go surviving this week, getting up at 1 a.m. then coming in here?
Well, mate, I'll probably do it better than what the players will.
Yeah.
Because that's... That's a short turnaround, and the Cameroonians, as we know, they are absolute athletic beasts.
So. Yeah, well, their favourites, 235 at tab.com.au, up against us, 310. Mate, a big rights deal looks like it's going to be happening with the FFA.
Yeah, this is good timing. IMG, the global marketing giants, have signed on with FFA to take the A-League and selected Socceroos games to overseas markets, television markets, particularly Asia. And it adds to the new Fox Sports deal and Channel 10 free-to-air deal. So looks as though we're taking some strides forward. Okay. It's a good time to energise the A-League and take it to those international markets.
And Warren Joyce confirmed as the Melbourne City coach.
Yeah, he was. And look, a lot of people are saying they were expecting Melbourne City to go with a high profile name. Warren Joyce isn't that, but apparently he's had great success in England, particularly with the Manchester United
20 junior titles?
Team. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Mind you, you imagine the Man U junior system.
Well, he had a lot to do with the production of one Paul Pogba,
yeah,
who's
yeah,
now right. the world's most expensive player.
He looks to be a really good character.
Yeah.
I saw him last night. He looked to be good. I mean, the proof will be in the win-loss column, isn't it, mate? That's the only thing that matters. But he's got a bit of a sense of humour for a Pommy, which is okay.
He certainly does. He looks to me like
he did
like
the time trial with the boys. Jeez, he was struggling.
He looks to me like he's come through that era of English coaches that really roll their sleeves up, get stuck in, but also knows where the line is drawn between players and coaching staff. So a real character, and let's see how he goes. But certainly you'd like to think Melbourne City have got it right, given the scouting network that's available to them through the
Citigroup. Yeah, that's right.
What's happening with Tommy Orr?
Tommy Orr looks like he's off to a Cypriot club called Apoel FC. They have triggered a $500,000 transfer clause in his contract. So that's a big loss for Brisbane Roar, because if you think about it, they've now lost four of their front men.
Good move for him.
Bruish has gone, McLaren's gone, Borrello's gone, now Orr. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I thought, last season he was a bit inconsistent, and I thought he was just starting to find his feet.
Good player.
Yeah, he is. And he's played...
He hasn't really kicked on, has he?
He's played 30-odd games for Australia as well.
That's what I'm about to say.
You know what always amazes me? This is from a bit of an outsider looking in. So when you say that club there that I haven't really heard of before, and the transfer trigger fee is $500K.
Mm. Yeah. That's right. It was $515,000 apparently.
But the other day was 30 million.
Exactly, exactly. But you just think, you talk about Americans. When I've just been over there covering the NBA, and you talk about these absolute telephone book like numbers for salaries. But then you look at football around the world, and for that Cypriot club, that transfer fee is $500,000.
Well, let me tell you, I know a player who never played in the A-League or the old NSL, went to Cyprus for 5 years. He's come back and bought three houses.
Beautiful.
It's amazing. Never heard of him.
Beautiful. Concreted every yard. Good on you. Well done. Thank
Thanks,
you,
guys.
Phil Moss.
See you tomorrow.
That was Andrew Webster with that comment.